How about this? They call me Dr. John. Dr. John Cooper Clark, that is, and you're listening to James Shakeshaft on vinyl. Some or other.
Everybody, good evening. Welcome to another episode of the Vinyl Revival, episode 23 to be precise, with me, James Shakeshaft. We got off to a nice smooth start there, despite what's going on behind the scenes. I'm sat in a ramshackled state, having just arrived in the nick of time. Thank goodness I did, because I've got some fantastic songs to play for you, just like that one. That was The Liquidator by Harry J. Allstars. And me being late isn't the only thing that's got me in a flap. Whoever's been sat in the cockpit last has left it in a right state. I'm sat on a chair that's held together with some kind of tape. Gonna have to sort that out. And also, I've only got volume in one half of my head. It's rather disorientating, but I hope you can bear with me. Good to have you, as always. My name is James Shakeshaft. The time now is 23:03. And I'm going to be seeing you through to 12 o'clock, as usual. Nothing's changed there. Thanks for being here. So yes, we've gotten off on the right foot, and like breakfast is the most important meal of the day, I believe that the first record of a radio show is the most important song that I'll ever play on the entire hour. And I opened there with, in my opinion, the greatest instrumental of all time. That was The Liquidator by Harry J. Allstars. And Carlton Barrett says that the instrumental was originally for a song by Tony Scott, What Am I To Do? And the song ended up being taken by Harry J. Allstars, and they did that with it. A fantastic piece. So So yes, that song there setting the standard for the rest of the episode, which is going to be an instrumental themed special. That's right, it's finally here, it's finally time. Over the course of the next hour, I'm going to be showcasing you my favourite instrumentals that are in my collection. And this is a theme that I've been discussing for some time, never got round to doing it, so it's good to share this with you. So through doing this, we're going to have some music from Santo and Johnny, Mississippi Sheiks, Steve Mandel, and much more that will be unveiled as time progresses. As well as this, we'll of course be employing our weekly features. For those who don't know, these involve our charity shop 7-inch of the week, our wind down record, and of course we will be selecting an LP for our virtual collection. This week the letter is I, so do get in touch throughout the course of the programme with your views and opinions on that, or anything else that you might be interested to share. Do get in touch through the Twitter or the facial book, any form of media that you do desire to get in touch through. Again, you know it all, you know it all. You're right, you're one step ahead of me all the time, aren't you? So yes, of course, we're going to be doing all those things. So yes, feel free to contribute in between the records. Otherwise, you're just listening to me ramble on like a madman. What are your favourite instrumentals? Do let me know. And it's a Monday, as it always is when I'm on the air. How's it been? How's the week started off for you? Yes, it's been a bit crummy weather-wise. The weekly weather report is here. However, it's on the up towards the end of the week. We're going to have some thunderstorms tomorrow, which, I mean, I quite like it, as long as it's extreme. I don't want no half-assed thunderstorms. I want it to go all out. But after that, towards the bank holiday weekend, the sunbeams will shine upon us. Anyway, I'm getting off topic as usual. Going to play another instrumental for you. Seems though that is the theme. Moving on to the second one of the show, and this is one that my Uncle Pete burned onto my first ever Walkman. And I remember being in the playground of primary school, being blown away by this number, even at that age. One of the finest examples of an instrumental ever made. And I couldn't get away with doing a show like this without playing it, which is why I'm putting it so up the bill. If you can call it that, our second instrumental of an hour-long instrumental theme special, episode 23 of The Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft. Do stick around. School's in session.
Thank you.
School's in session. That's right, me, James Shakeshaft, here on the Vinyl Revival. That was, of course, Wipeout by the Surfaris, released in 1963. 2 minutes, 12 seconds long, and like I said, this theme is instrumentals. I've been talking about it for a while, but I've got a big collection of instrumentals, and I'm a big fan of them for one reason. A lot of bands ruin great songs by saying something that doesn't need saying, so if you don't have anything good to say, don't say it. And all the records that I'm going to play for you are fine examples, including that one, which I've just said, Wipeout. I actually saw a band cover that song rather brilliantly. A band we've talked about before on the station is X-Ray Cat Trio. And this is an extension of them, originally called The Godfathers. I went to see their first gig as Wolf Cop at Cellar Bar. And you should definitely check that. If there's any footage of that online, it was a fantastic show with a three-piece brass band and The Works. So yes, they did a version of that song, Spiffing. Not enough surf bands in Leeds. If there are any, do point me in the right direction. As I said, you can get in touch through any form of media that is convenient for yourself, really, this fine Monday evening. Thank God we're here and not somewhere else. Can you think of anywhere better to be? I can't. There's not a right answer, but there's a wrong one. Philosophical. Who's out there? Can you hear me? You are listening to the Vinyl Revival Instrumental Special, so we must move on to yet another one, keeping it mellow and stateside with another surf number. Now, when it comes to instrumentals, the genre surf definitely dominates. Well, in my opinion, you might beg to differentiate, but we'll agree to disagree. So yes, keeping it mellow and stateside with another surf number, this time from Santo and Johnny. You know what it is, I know what it is, she knows what it is, get on with it. Released the year of my father's birth, 1959, this record was unusual to say the least. It was released on the contradicting name Canadian American Records, taken from their self-titled album. This record really is so appropriate for this time of night, so whilst it's playing, allow it to whisk you off to a world of clouds and air fresher than that of the mountains. Both these two, Santo and Johnny, are masters of their instrument, and there's something quite dark about the melodies in this song, whether that's down to the not always accurate notes of the pedal steel or the almost Lynch-esque rhythm. I'm not sure, but couldn't not play it on a show where the theme was instrumental, because this is what springs to my mind anyway. This, along with the past two that I've played, are probably my three favourite of all time. So we're getting the great out the way, but we've got more music to come. We've obviously still got the Charity Shop 7-inch, the Wind Down record, and selecting a classic LP, and more instrumentals. As I said, I'm going to be here till 12 o'clock, so don't you move a muscle, unless, of course, it is to turn up the radio. Or your laptop, or your iPad, or your dongle, or your WhatsApp, or your GoPro, your Google. Whatever airwave I am talking to you from, that's the only time you can get up, if you're going to turn it up. And then this next record, I would have loved to have saved it as the and used it as a wind-down record, but I just couldn't wait that long into the show to play it for you. Besides, our selection this week is great, and you'll still get to hear it. That's all that matters, isn't it? And I decided I was going to play this on this show. And then coincidentally, yesterday on Matt Everett's BBC Six Music interview with Joshua Homme the first time, he played it on that and described it as perfect. And I couldn't agree more, it really is a perfect instrumental. So close your eyes and allow it to sort of transport you to a relaxing Hawaiian beach, but something's not quite right. The buffet breakfast was a little bit off. And there's a big storm cloud coming. But anyway, this is Santo and Johnny on Vinyl Revival. I've been looking forward to playing this one for you all week, because it really is a cracker. And if you've not heard it, prick up your ears, because you're going to enjoy this one. Sleepwalk. Oh yeah, a chair update. I've swapped it. It's much better. My back's not hurting. Thank you. My goodness, I mean it when I say it doesn't get much better than that. That was Santo and Johnny with Sleepwalk here on the Vinyl Revival, an instrumental themed special. As I said, I've got a lot of time for the instrumental because there's no need to talk if you've got no words coming out, and especially at a time like this, it really allows you to just switch off to the music, because often when it gets quite late, especially on a Monday when you're just getting into first gear to build up for the week ahead, often you don't want to think too much on that first night of rest. And this is a perfect opportunity to tell your mum, tell your dad, tell your wife, tell your friends, tell your dog, all of you, switch it on to the Vinyl Revival. You won't regret it. Money back guaranteed. Terms and conditions apply. So yes, it's me, James Shakeshaft. Who else could it be? Sorted out my chair. It's good. I don't know if you heard me nip that in at the end. It's rather irrelevant. But it's all part of the fun and or games that we can have. We're now coming up to 20 minutes past 2300 hours. My goodness, time really does fly. I mean, you put so much effort into these shows and they disappear. That being said, episode 23, that's just here at Leeds Student Radio, but we're really cracking on now, and unfortunately, soon, due to the fact that the academic year is about a minute long. Bloody lazy, these students, they do nothing. We will be off air for the summer, so unfortunately we'll be drawing quite close to the last episode of the Vinyl Revival for this year. But never worry, I will be coming back, and there'll still be stuff going on over summer if you keep your eyes and ears open. I don't think you've got any plans to shut them, but I better stop waffling on about this and get back to the point. The point is, James, what songs have you picked to play for us tonight? Well, I'm going to tell you. Now. So I'm going to play an instrumental from the first entirely instrumental album that I ever owned in my collection, and this was Booker T and the MG's Green Onions. And I don't know for the life of me why I bought it, because I had no idea what it was, who they were, or what it was about. But for some unknown reason, I loved it from a young age. I don't know, how did I get a hold of this album? Don't know why I'm asking you, I'm thinking out loud. They served as an airtight house band for Stax Records, backing artists from Otis Redding to Wilson Pickett, but the MG's hit was their indelible signature. Tossing off a blissful 3 minutes of Booker T. Jones' driving Hammond organ, punctuated by guitarist Steve Cropper's Memphis Greasy Telecaster. The Fender Telecaster is a unique sounding instrument, actually, and I know, having recently purchased one, and it's the guitar of choice throughout this album, and it's what gives it that distinctive twang. And this next record I'm going to play for you really is the sound of the South. So turn your speakers up to a decibel higher than what it already is. Because when you listen to this record in headphones or on a good speaker system, it almost thickens the air and fills it with humidity, mosquitoes, and the smell of crawfish pie. On an instrumental special, this is from Booker T's self-titled album. This is Green Onions. Thank you. My goodness, nobody shreds like that. Booker T and the MGs from 1962. That was the single Green Onions from the album Green Onions. Now, seem as though this is all about instrumentals, you're probably expecting to hear, oh, I don't know, Dick Dale's Taco Wagon, Duane Eddy's Moving and Grooving, Link Ray's Rumble, and you'd be right to think that, because right there you have three of the finest instrumentals ever recorded. However, in the interest of keeping things fresh, I must refrain from playing them, as they have already been on this show. Oh no! This being said, there are still so many to choose from, so we're still going to have a record from Link Ray. A man who revolutionised the instrumental, broke it down to new levels of simplicity and interest. Forget about the first man that set foot on the moon. Forget the first man that discovered penicillin. We're talking about the first ever person to use distortion on a guitar. That's an achievement. And this scared disc jockeys all over the world of the time, so much that he was banned on the airwaves across America. His most famous hit, Rumble, was the first instrumental to hit number one in the United States. However, as I said, we've already played that on the show, so I can't play that again, but we're going to have a number from Link Ray next. Another thing that I love about the instrumental, I don't know if you've noticed, that they don't take up more time than what's needed. Just a couple of minutes to give you a flavour, and it leaves you going back for more. That's what I like with music, a little pinch. It's a bit like an amuse-bouche. If you don't know what that is, I don't either. Look it up in your own time. Don't waste mine. James Shakeshaft, episode 23 of The Vinyl Revival. Gonna have a number from Link Ray. As I said, he's a man that revolutionised the instrumental. This isn't Rumble. No, it isn't. But what I've got for you is Fat Back by Link Ray. If you stick around after this, we're going to have the Charity Shop 7-inch. And then we've still got another 30 minutes of records. All my selections. Do get in touch. Still plenty of time. And pop the kettle on. Bring one for me too.
Charity Shop of the Week.
You hit it, Link. That was Link Ray with Fatback instrumental theme special. You heard the advert. It's now time for our Charity Shop 7-inch, as it is the halfway point of episode 23. What a shame. So, yes, it's now time for our Charity Shop 7-inch of the week. Let me just adjust my notes. That's right. Prepared, you know. I may act all slack, but, I mean, it's down to a T. Now, I'm sure that you're all well aware that the world is not perfect. If it was, it would be boring, so unfortunately God did not place a 7-inch instrumental in any charity shops for me, because he was busy not existing. But, however, somebody did discard the most underrated Talking Heads single of all time, taken from their debut album, 77. And it's not Uh-Oh, Love Comes to Town, and it's not Psycho Killer. I'll tell you what it is in just a minute. It's the third single released in 1978, just a year after the album's release, and it's bloody brilliant. I remember sitting in that 9-to-5 prison daycare concentration camp called school with my mate Harrison Smith, if you're listening, which he sometimes does. I'll play this one for you. So yes, I remember sitting with him and in music, and I say that in inverted commas, because I call it that with the highest level of caution, as I don't think I was taught one thing about music in all the time that I did it at school. However, we did use the hour to our advantage, educating ourselves, and we used to share this song together, and it's just one of those things that I'll always remember and associate it with. No one else in the whole classroom liked it, but we loved it, and hopefully you will too. As I say, it really is an underrated Talking Heads single, because not many people know this number. But I think it's up there with my favourite songs by Mr. David Byrne. So yes, it was released in 1977, hence the name 77. And it was produced by the Talking Heads alongside Lance Quinn and Tony Bongiovi. I'm not familiar with his work. If anybody is, do let me know. So it is time for our Charity Shop 7-inch of the week, marking the halfway point. No, it's not an instrumental, but we'll jump right back on that theme after this fantastic number. So as I mentioned, it's not those two singles, it's the third. What is it? It's Pulled Up. This is a fun record, so have a laugh with it. After this, we'll be settling down a little bit. Calm down.
In the dark.
every sense of the word. Talking Heads there, we've pulled up our Charity Shop 7-inch of the week back to the theme of the instrumental, as that is what it is here on the Vinyl Revival tonight. If you've just joined us, thanks, nice to have you here. We've still got 25 minutes left. Your presenter is still James Shakeshaft. Don't worry, I've not been kidnapped. I know there's not someone with a gun to my head. I'm doing this at my own will. And I should let you know now that I'm not sure if there's going to be a show next week, unfortunately, due to the constraints that are inherited when there is a bank holiday Monday, meaning that the building will be all locked up. And frankly, I'd be more than happy to do one for you on a bank holiday Monday, because this is not work. This is my life. I sound like Don Letts, overly enthusiastic. I need to take a step back. I'd enjoy to do a show. I'll have a night off if you fancy. My point being that if you can't physically go a week without it, tune in on the Tuesday. I'll be doing a 2-hour show on KMAR Radio. That'll be 12 o'clock in the daytime till 2 in the afternoon. Pop me on in the office, or whilst you're having your lunch, you might enjoy it. But I will continue now with the show. The show must go on. So let the groove make you not move. It's time for our wind down record, Stay Put. And this week it comes from the sunny West Coast Sound City Studios, and to be precise, a recording from Fleetwood Mac pioneers Buckingham Nicks' debut self-titled album. And this is a record that slipped under my radar, and I never see it anywhere or hear anything from it. But I think it's got a lot to offer, it really does. Definitely one worth checking out. I'm going to play a song from it now as our wind-down record. And yes, it would have been nice to pick Santo and Johnny, but you got to hear it, and this fits the boot. If the boot fits, which it does. It opens really powerfully, this album, with Crying in the Night, and then just one track in from that, it drops straight back out, allowing Lindsey Buckingham to show off his guitar playing skills to the world. And this was before all the drama and popularity. This record really was what made them. I mean, they were struggling to make ends meet. They were real people when they made this record, but that didn't matter. It's much more pure than any Fleetwood Mac record, and effortless to listen to. And out of all our instrumentals tonight, I chose this as our wind-down record for obvious reasons. Just take a listen to this. As I said, from Fleetwood Mac's previous duo, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham, a.k.a. Buckingham Nicks. Our wind-down record for tonight, as it is an instrumental theme special, is Stephanie, and this really does show off Lindsey's guitar-playing talent to a high level of skill. So do enjoy this. This is Stephanie by Buckingham Nicks, our wind-down record for tonight. Thank you. That was indeed our wind down record from 1973. That was Buckingham Nicks with Stephanie. You are welcome. James Shakeshaft's the name. Instrumental's the game tonight. I've just poured myself a nice little flask of tea, still warm. I don't know if you remember when I was having some flask trouble just a few weeks ago. I've got a new flask, a different flask, and I'm having more trouble with the lid again. This time I can get the liquid from the flask. However, the, what's the word? The insulation keeps detaching itself from the cup of which you are meant to drink from. However, I can just about live. So that was our wind down record. Hope you're feeling nice and relaxed. Don't worry, we're going to stay mellow. Relatively mellow. As of course we do draw close to the finishing line where I must tuck you into bed or I've not done my job properly. So yes, moving swiftly back on into the theme of the instrumental. Now this record is one that I guarantee none of you have ever heard. And I really mean that, and I wouldn't have heard it if it wasn't for Third Man Records' re-release of the Mississippi Sheik's back catalogue in its entirety. And almost all their songs featured vocals, bar the one that I'm going to play for you. And it's a pre-war ragtime waltz, similar to what a lot of slave musicians would have been performing for plantation owners and white men and women of industry after consuming a meal of piggery. And it's the subtleties that you need to listen out for that make this an intriguing pick. And after an almost seamless recording, in the last split second, the violin ascends into a noise that you only hear in nightmares, which almost sends panic into me thinking of what the consequence of this error would have resulted in back in the day. So yes, the Mississippi Sheiks really were pioneers, and they consisted of the Chapman family, who came from Bolton, Mississippi, and were well known throughout the Mississippi Delta for understandable reasons. They really were pioneers for not only black music, but American roots music. And it was the father of the family, Henderson Chapman, who had been a musician during slavery times, and he passed on this tradition to his children, and it was an odd dynamic for a band, really, because the band kept on alternating members, all of which who were family from generation to generation, and they lasted for a very long time and had tons and tons of recordings, and I mean a lot of them have been lost out there. And one member of this family was Mr. Bo Carter, who was probably the most successful individual Mississippi Sheik out of the lot of them. However, as a combination, on the whole, I think that they produced a lot better records, and this next one is one of them. And as I say, I chose this because it's not necessarily an obvious pick. However, as it is my show and I am curating the records, it was one that I wanted to play for you, maybe something a little bit different. So do stay tuned. We've still got a quarter of an hour left, and I've got some more songs to play for you. But for now, this is Mississippi Sheiks with the Sheik Waltz, and if you close your eyes, this will take you somewhere very different, back in time, across the world, down to the warm, damp swamps of the Mississippi. The steamboat is leaving. The drinks are flowing, the food is settling, and the band begin to play. That last note is absolutely haunting. That was the Mississippi Sheiks with the Sheet Waltz. You're listening to the Vinyl Revival with me, James Shakeshaft, instrumental special, and I strongly recommend that you check out the rest of their back catalogue. It'll teach you something. Now, an odd choice for an instrumental taken from the 1972 film The Deliverance. You all know what it's going to be, and you're thinking, what an odd choice. And the reason I'm playing this is because of what surrounds the scene. A man playing with an inbred boy who suffers from severe social skills, among many other things, is able to open up and let loose playing some mean banjo. However, the instant that they finish playing, the boy cannot even make eye contact with the man. And I guess my point is that people often feel songs need lyrics in order to convey things like mood, emotion and a narrative. However, this is a perfect example that this is not the case. And if you've got nothing to say, don't say it. Also, this record, oddly, is one of the first soundtracks I ever had in my collection, passed to me from my father, because as a child I always loved to dance to Cajun music. So if you'll excuse me, I'm going to chalk the floor now and have a jig whilst you enjoy this number. This is called Dueling Banjos. Take back everything I said. That's the best song we've played on the station so far. That was Dueling Banjos, and I really do mean it when I say that I cranked up the volume in the studio and I had myself a good old hoedown, and that was perfect for this theme of the instrumental, because the music really does do all the talking needed there. We're drawing towards the end, sadly. It's time for our final instrumental of the night, and it wouldn't be fair of me to do a show based around the instrumental that didn't feature this next artist. Here's one that's been played on the show before. Mr. Chester Atkins was one of the finest guitar players and one of the finest that I've ever heard, with one of the most unique playing styles, and as well as adopting a lot of picking styles from early American music like the Carter family, Chet makes every song his own. He really is entirely at one with his instrument and really is a part of it. And I was going to say that I've saved the best till last, but I really have enjoyed everything that we've played tonight on the show, and I hope you have too. I know there's so many of Chet's songs that I had to sift through. I mean, this guy's got over 100 singles, he's got 88 studio albums, he's done countless songs, all of which, well, 99.9% of which are instrumentals. There was a lot to choose from. However, as a guitarist, this is one that really influenced me. Originally a song by the Carter family, and one that's been shared with many musicians alike. I mean, that's what I like about American music. It's everybody's to share. I mean, there must be over 100 versions of this song, and this is just one of them. However, I think it's nice to end our theme of the instrumental with this from Mr. Chester Atkins. This is Wildwood Flower, and if you stick around after this, we'll be selecting a classic LP for our virtual collection before I tuck you into bed. Mr. Chester Atkins with Wildwood Flower. Beautiful, timeless and wistful. That was Chester Atkins with his version of the Carter family's classic Wildwood Flower. I remember seeing him play that for the first time on the black and white video on PWS. Fantastic times, but that does conclude our theme of the instrumental. And don't worry, it's not the last time that we'll adopt this theme on the show, because there are so many that we've got to get through, and we missed out on this show, so never fear, there's a lot more where that came from. I have, of course, been James Shakeshaft. Thanks for listening, but first, before I bid you farewell, we've got to add a classic LP into our virtual collection, and it's now time to select that under the letter I. You're probably sick of him. I had to choose it. Why do you ask? Because it's the last ever White Stripes album, and that means something special. It's the end of one of the most important bands of our upbringings. They carried the torch for roots music as well as garage, and you can't ask for much more than that, can you really? It just had to be under I. And after a show where nothing's been said and we've let the music do the talking, the moral I was trying to share with you was don't speak unless you have something to say, and Jack and Meg do have something to say in this next song, and the moral that they're trying to get across is, I guess, one man's treasure is another man's rubbish, and another man's rubbish is another man's treasure. So on that note, thanks for being a part of episode 23 of my Vinyl Revival. This particular episode will be up over the coming week to listen back to on the alien airwaves at your disposal. I'll see you next week, same time, same place, different selection. I've been James Shakeshaft. Our closing record is from the album Icky Thump by the White Stripes from 2007, Rag and Bone. And this has been the Vinyl Revival. Tatty bye.
Meg, look at this place. Well, this place is like a mansion. It's like a mansion. Look at all this stuff. Look, I see something over there. You sure you don't want it, man? I can use it. Take it. It's just things that you don't want. I can use them. Meg can use them. We can do something with them. We'll make something out of them. Make some money out of them, at least. Don't be rude.
Or not.
They might need it. If you don't want it, we'll take it. If you don't want to give it to us, we keep walking by. We keep going, we're not tired, but got plenty of places to go. Lots of homes we ain't been to yet. On the west side, the southwest side, Middle East, rich house, dog house, outhouse, old folks' house, house for unwed mothers, halfway homes, catacombs, twilight zones. Looking for techniques, turntables to gramophones. So take a last lick of your ice cream. You still wanna own, but please be kind.
Take your time.
And don't rewind. Oh, love your pretty, you pretty little rags and bones. Yeah, your pretty little rags and bones. A jump up, a jump up, a jump up. Come on, give it to me. Oh, your pretty little rags and bones. Come on, come on, come on, come on, give it to us. Yeah.
Revival, 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 revival.